Thank you, sir. And thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity that I have to be on the radio station today. I hope and pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you and that God will speak personally to your heart. He does. I tell you, I know I'm not much anything, don't claim to be, but I am called of God to preach the gospel, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my best to please the Lord and to be able to win souls, and I know the way I can win souls, His hand's got to be on me, and I got to yield my vessel to Him and cleanse myself every day, and get my heart right and be clean, that God can use me like He would want to and desires to. I don't want to get in the way. I don't want my flesh in the way. I want to cleanse myself from all filthiness of the flesh, striving to perfect holiness in the fear of God. And it's a daily thing to cleanse ourselves every day. We either say we must cleanse ourselves daily. It's just our reasonable service is to give our bodies as a living sacrifice, you know, holy and acceptable unto God. And we must cleanse ourselves. And that's what I'm talking about this day, this morning. And that's what I want to do. So I know that He's called me to preach, and preaching I will do. And I hope and pray that you'll take heed to it. I tell you, the Word of God is precious to me. And I tell you, it's quick and powerful. The Word of God will let you see yourself. It will convict you. That's what it's for. It's to bring the hidden things to light. The Word of God is the lamp. It is a lamp, a light. And if you get in before it, then it will give you light. It will give you understanding of where you stand with God. That's why you must be honest, because the flesh, when it hears the truth, at times it don't want to be honest. It don't want to really see itself. It wants to hide. It wants to cover. It wants to tuck away. It doesn't want to be honest about the condition that it's in. But if you'll come to Him and get before the Word of God, as the Word of God's being spoken and preached, and you see yourself as a sinner, you see that you're lost, you see that you need a Savior, and if you're honest about that and you confess your sins to God in that condition and knowing that He has power to forgive and to deliver you, and you come to Him like that and you confess your sins to Him, He will have mercy upon you. I tell you, He'll save you. He will forgive you of your sins. That's what He said. That's why Jesus died. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He died on the cross because He bore my sin and your sin in His own body on the tree. He took our sin. He took our punishment. And I tell you, the work is done. The price has been paid. And all you got to do is come unto Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And the Bible said He will not despise. That's something that God does not despise. He welcomes you in. He's waiting for you. He already knows you. He knows your name. He knows your phone number. He knows everything about you. He knew you about you before you in your mother's womb. He knew about you. And He knows what where you stand. He knows that you're a sinner. He knows what you've done. There's nothing hidden in His eyes. And you must come to Him and confess your sins to God. Most of all, that you sin against an almighty God. That you are a sinner. You was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. From your mother's womb you go forth speaking lies. And that's exactly the way this flesh is. I tell you, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And I tell you, when you come to the age of accountability, I tell you, you must be born again. And that's what Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus didn't fully understand. He said, how can I enter my mother's womb a second time and be born? He said, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about that type of being born again. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. That's what I'm talking about. You're a master of Israel. You know not these things. He says that I'm talking about the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit. Be born of water and of the Spirit. If you don't, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And you must be born again. You must have your sins forgiven. And I tell you, when God deals with you, when He calls your name, and when He's beckoning you to come, you need to come. You need to seek Him while He may be found and call on Him while He's near, while He's dealing with your heart. That's when you need to come. You need to come. You need to seek Him. You need to enter in to the straight gate. You know, you got to enter in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads unto destruction, and many that go in thereat. Today, that's where we stand. That's where most of the world stands today. They're entering in the wide gate, the way that's the broad way, the way of the world, the way that seems right unto man, or the ways of death. And that's exactly what where we're living in. I tell you, they're entering in the wide gate. But the Bible said, enter in the straight gate. Come to the straight gate, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few that find it. Very few that will find it, because they don't want their evil deeds to be reproved. When the Word of God is being spoken, they don't want to come to the light. They don't want to receive the light. They don't want to be honest about themselves, because conviction comes over them, and they see that they're lost and they're hell bound and they're no good. And I tell you, some seek to be justified by the works of the law. Some seek to be justified by what they can do and what they can bring and bring their money. But the Bible said it's not that way at all. You must come through the door. Jesus is the door. You got to come through the straight and narrow gate in order to get to heaven. The Bible said, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few that find it. They're not going to find it. I tell you, if you'll come honestly, openly, and you're earnest with God, and you're confessing your sin, I tell you, He'll hear your prayer. I tell you, the Bible said, God has no pleasure in the death of a wicked man. God don't have no pleasure in those that die in sin. And those that, because when they die in sin, they go to hell. But He sent His Son to keep them out of hell. He sent His Son in the world not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And He made the way that a sinner could come and be justified. But you must come through the door, the right way, the right gate, not the wide gate. I tell you, that's the way of the world. That's the way of religion. But you must come through the straight gate. You must come through the door, which is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by Him. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. We're living in a day, I tell you, of false teachers and false preachers. And I tell you, all types of things like this. People calling themselves prophets and different things. I mean, false prophets. But we're living in those days today. I mean, they're holier than thou. I mean, a lot of them using the Lord's name. They know what, a lot of them know what they're doing. They know they're using this as a game and a gimmick and a way to make money. And I tell you, the Bible said that God's going to deal with them. They're going to die in sin and go to hell. They won't have no forgiveness in this world or the world to come of these false prophets, false teachers and preachers. And I mean, just going forth, making God's house a house of merchandise and the money and carrying on. But He said Bible said it's a place of prayer. My house is a house of prayer. But let's read this. It said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raven bulls. They look like a sheep. They're covering themselves as a sheep. And they're trying and looking like the right thing, like they are a real preacher or a real teacher or so forth. They look like the real thing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. They're out to get you. They're out to destroy. That's the way the devil is. He's very good what he does. He's very subtle, and he knows how to get you. And I tell you, he don't want you to get honest. He wants you to lie. He wants you to cover up your sin. The Bible says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but he that seeks to confess it, he that confesses his sin, God will forgive him of his sin and deliver him and save him. But if you cover your sin, you try to hide, I tell you, God already knows you. I tell you, you will not prosper. You will not get to heaven and in that condition. But He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? He said, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. He said, you shall know these people by the fruit that they bear. I tell you, they're not going to have real fruit. They're not going to have a true good tree. Now, a good tree, a good vine of grapes are going to bring forth good grapes, and it's not going to bring forth the figs or thorns, something foreign. It's going to bring what it's supposed to bring. It's going to be made known. I tell you, and the Bible said a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. I tell you, a good tree will bring forth good fruit. I tell you, they will have good fruit for their labor, and their tree will shine, and those who will run unto it, and that's where they have refuge. And so a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. And I tell you, these people going, and that's what they're doing. And I tell you, they're on church on Sunday, and they're carrying on, and then they're cussing, and they're carrying on, and they're drinking, and drinking strong drink, which the Bible says is forbidden. You're not to drink a strong drink. The Bible said that whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. It's not wise to drink that strong drink. That's intoxicating beverages and those type of things. And he talked about all this, but people are going and living like the world. And on Sunday, they're playing church, and they're going in there, and they just getting what they can out of the people, and getting the money they can get out of the people. And I tell you, we're living in times like this today. And I wish to God that they were real. I really do. There's very few that are real. There's very few that really are saved. There are very few really are preaching the Word of God. When you compare it to those that are not, there's very few. But the Bible said that a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit either. It cannot. I tell you, you must have your nature changed. You must have your sins forgiven. And when you do, then you'll bring forth good fruit. You'll bring forth things that are of God. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. This is someone that's not saved. They're thrown into the fire, whereby their fruits you shall know them. You shall know them. Try the fruit. Look at the tree. Try it. See if it be of God or not. When these people teach or preach or carry on, I tell you, we're to examine the Word of God. I mean, examine what they're telling you. I mean, look at it. Get in the Word of God. And you need to see that they are real. I tell you, because don't follow someone that's dead. Someone that's dead in trespasses and sin, they're blinded. They can't lead you. The Bible said the blind can't lead the blind. They'll all go and fall into the ditch because they have no light. They have no direction and vision. They can't see. And so you need someone that's got some eyes, somebody that can see, somebody that's of God, that's real, that preaches the Word of God. And you listen to that. You take heed to that and you obey it and you confess your sin to God. And the Holy Spirit will draw you. He will bring you down to under a Holy Ghost conviction. And as you know, and God's bringing you under conviction, and you seeking His face and you're confessing your sin, He'll save you just like that. I mean, very simple. No matter how deep you've gone, no matter how much you've done, no matter what kind of sin it is, God forgives all manner of sin, and He will forgive you and save you and make you a new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. When you really get born again, He'll forgive you. Wherefore, by thy fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now there's some that will send away their day of grace. There are some that will play church. There's some that will go and use God. And there's some that they're not of God, and they're an evil tree. And the Bible said they're going to say, Lord, Lord, I've done many things. And he's going to say, depart from me, you works of iniquity. I never knew you. There's some that will be turned over to a reprobated mind that won't receive God in their knowledge. And the Bible said they'll be turned over to a reprobated mind. And when people get to that point, then that's when, or those that go forth and they can blaspheme the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven for them. But that's those that's gotten so deep and far out, and those that are reprobate. And I tell you, if God's dealing with you today, I believe that you've got opportunity. I know you do, to come and to seek Him and to confess your sin, and He'll save you just like you are. But my time's come and gone. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.